Living with black lung disease is hard on patients and their families. Not being able to breathe or do simple tasks saps the energy of former miners, and the treatment is time-consuming and expensive. The social distancing with COVID-19 and its potential to compromise the respiratory system makes living with black lung disease that much harder. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Southern Coalfields reporter Caitlin Tan brings us this story.
Jerry Coleman worked as a coal miner for 37 years, mostly underground near Cabin Creek, West Virginia, a third-generation miner. But at 68 years old, he has complicated black lung disease, meaning his lungs are permanently and irreversibly scarred by coal dust.
Black lung, it doesn't get better. It gets worse.
Black lung is, in a way, a death sentence. The lungs gradually deteriorate until the person can no longer breathe. And in the middle of a pandemic, it's only more complicated, Coleman says. He's also the president for the Kanawha County Black Lung Association.
You gotta wear a mask, and with your breathing problems and stuff, it's just hard to walk around and breathe through the mask. It's like sucking in hot air, but I don't have no choice. You know, with the condition of my lungs and stuff, I can't take a chance.
COVID-19 is classified as a respiratory virus. It can affect and even be deadly to the healthiest of people. But the most vulnerable are those with high-risk conditions, such as lung disease and old age, which represent much of West Virginia's former coal miner population.
Each different lung disease kind of takes away some of your lung function.
That's Carl Wernz, an occupational medical specialist who gives black lung exams, a crucial step to apply for federal black lung benefits.
So if you have black lung, that's going to take away some lung function. So that person, if they get COVID that bothers their lungs, they're going to run out of usable lung much faster than somebody who starts out with healthy lungs.
Since the pandemic began, Wernz says black lung exams were put on hold at the clinic he works at in Cabin Creek. Exams slowly resumed in July, but at half capacity. Typically, he sees 6 to 8 patients a day, but with new COVID protocols, Wernz says he now sees 3 to 4, creating a backlog of patients waiting for their black lung exam.
The longer you wait to do the testing and to show that they really have the disease, the longer it is until they can get benefit, including, you know, potentially medical care if they don't have some other way to pay for their breathing care.
Federal black lung benefits include monthly payments and medical coverage for lung treatment. Treatment that's expensive, Jerry Coleman says. Remember, he's the former coal miner with black lung. The fight for benefits can be long even without a pandemic. Coleman says he fought for 7 years to receive his benefits.
Until you get awarded it. Anything that pertains to your breathing, you have to pay for everything. And you're not going to, you know, spend exactly what you have to spend because you don't have the money to waste. And it's a shame to say, but that's just the way it is.
And with COVID severely limiting the number of patients who can come in for their black lung exams, the wait to get benefits keeps growing for some miners. Mickey Petrie is 63 years old, and he worked in the coal mines much of his life. And although he's been diagnosed with black lung, he's been fighting for his federal benefits for 3 years. And now with a pandemic that has politicians scrambling, Petrie says everything is on hold.
But, you know, the entire focus is on a battle going on up in, you know, D.C. Very little attention being paid to anything else.
In fact, the coal excise tax, which is the primary money for the Black Lung Disability Trust Fund, is set to expire at the end of this year, meaning funds for black lung benefits could dry up quickly. And this issue is a priority for black lung associations, says Coleman. He and other members from local associations went to D.C. last year and helped secure the funding through 2020. But with COVID, Coleman says it's harder for the associations to hold meetings and to advocate for the renewal of the legislation.
Because our voice is what's got to be heard. You know, if we don't speak out, it's going to be forgotten.
In the meantime, things are a lot less social for those with black lung disease. Coleman says he spent most of his spring and summer at home trying to social distance. And Petrie says not being able to go to the monthly Black Lung Association meetings takes a toll mentally. Many of the members are his neighbors, friends, or former coworkers. There's a therapeutic aspect. But now, even going to the store is a risk, Petri says.
I don't have a lot of tolerance for people now. And there's so many people that think that wearing a mask is a joke. People have the right to their opinion, but we can't afford to say that it's not real. You know, and when they infringe upon our protection, you know, I get really upset.
Petri says he doesn't know what the future holds for him as someone with black lung disease during a pandemic, but he's making do with what he has. Mowing the lawn, grilling meat on his back porch, and occasionally putting on a mask and getting a hot chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Caitlin Tan.